Welcome to the first pilot of Yard Info, the week in Jamaica news, with your hosts Christopher, Johnny Daly, and Andrew Hewitt. Nick, what do we have in store today?
Today we'll be discussing Manat Phelps and Phillips, sinking to deeper debts, Air Jamaica, the end of an era.
Out there.
Doping and Jamaican athletics.
No, no, go, sir.
No sex allowed.
What?
L.A. Lewis's vow of celibacy.
Thank you very much, Nick. That was it. Our topics for today.
So
and of course, you're listening to the first in a series of podcasts, Andrew and Christopher Daly in the building. Wait a second, Andrew. What's going on with the JLP and Manat Phelps
Manat
and Phillips?
Manat Phelps and Phillips.
It's all like a circus. You know, like a circus. Manat Phelps and Phillips.
Yeah,
Ringling's bars.
Ringling, yeah. Tell you, Ringling brothers.
And it's a big circus going on right now.
It's a big circus going on in the parliament.
Who are the ringleaders? Who are the circus?
Bruce and the Loose.
Bruce and the ringleader of the circus team.
Man, tell you how the show you don't know. The man of yard is the second in charge.
What a clown. What a clown. What a clown. No, but if you were asking me earlier if I had an acronym for the JLP,
yeah.
And I think one that would be appropriate is...
This clean.
What is it? That is clean. How about just leave, please?
Oh, gosh,
since the JLP came into power, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but when they came into power on the very first day when they won elections, a pure ended up hard. I mean, Showa.
It was our sign.
Showa, would I kill it? And then all of that, and they've been going through a kind of tailspin of controversy and mix up, and I think this Manat Phelps and Phillips thing is a dagger.
I we don't want to pick sides as always, but the fact of the matter is they've been having a rough couple of months.
We don't pick sides. We're calling a spade,
yeah,
and you know what we're talking about.
This one is a shovel.
Katie Knight said him know the difference from a shovel, from a wrench, and from a spade. Kind of a culture boy.
That is right. And them on the hour.
But call it a spade.
Shovel. Hey, Johnny, listen. Jamaica has been, and this is something I found out just this morning.
Yeah.
That Manat Phelps and Phillips is not new to Jamaica.
What?
This is a company that we have done business with as far back as we were the first
to do business with this law firm.
They had on what they call a FARA document.
FARA.
So we were the first government they dealt with back in 1985.
1985. Which party was in power?
Oh, Lord. I mean, not my brain. I'm trying hard to remember.
Trying hard.
I think it's Just Leave, Please.
All right. So Manat Phelps and Phillips have been brought into, obviously, now that it's leaked out, obviously, the work done by Peter Phillips. If he didn't do all this work, we would not be talking about Manat Phelps and Phillips right
that's
now.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Let's get into the meat of the matter. They were hired, asked to do lobbying on behalf of the Jamaican government with this whole Dudas Christopher Coke case.
The Jamaican government has denied that they hired them. One of the things that
leads... I know, they can't deny it no more. Hello. Come on.
One of the things...
People just come out and say that, you know, we have to admit it. They did it. That's why they stepped out the
bank. One of the things that leads me to believe that this is untrue is that the law firm has held firm. So as a law firm, them hold firm.
Somebody from the government
the government of Jamaica. Because guess what? They'd rather have the JLP vex with them. They have the Obama administration vexed with them, so they know they can't lie. Transparency is the key.
Well,
so what them doing?
You know the Americans are not going to sit down and allow people to spread propaganda and lie on what they're doing. So let's just do this, right? Let's put it in perspective. The JLP hired Manat Phelps and Phillips to do work for them overseas, to lobby the government to change
the,
those laws.
JLP that hired them also 20 years ago. Which means that they have had previous business with them already. They have previous dealings with them. So this isn't some coincidence. And once Manat Phelps and Phillips signs a FARA, I think it's a foreign agency. We'll find the rest of the words
for
the acronyms later. But it has to be dealing with a foreign government in order for them to sign that document.
So the JLP denied initially that they hired Manat Phelps and Phillips to do this lobbying work, and now they're admitting it.
They're admitting that they hired them as the JLP party and not the government.
Exactly. Well, look here. As far as I'm concerned, if you're the government and you're the party in power, then
6-1
does not
matter,
right? Yeah. That's one. Two, there are more questions than answers, according to the PMP.
Yeah.
I like that slogan they've taken.
And guess what? Yeah, but certain people are guilty when you accuse them of something.
They shy down.
2 days after Peter Phillips said, oh, something wrong with this. Manat Phelps and Phillips sign up something else. We said they are no longer doing business with the Jamaican government. 2 days.
So them start run right away.
Them start run.
How far, how deep do you think this whole controversy goes with Manat Phelps and Phillips? Because, deep. I mean, when you look at how people all of a sudden are taking away themselves from the whole issue, the whole shady, hiding from the truth kind of thing going around there.
Obviously, right. Something is wrong.
One big question. If the government of Jamaica did not pay over the $400,000, who did?
Me no know.
Somebody did. Somebody paid over that money. Somebody paid over that money. And that's the real question now. The real question is, was the person who was representing the JLP and not, according to them, the government, where did they get that money from? Did man not just get up and pay the money themselves?
This is what everybody vexed about right now. Because they're saying, listen, you can't take our hard-earned money and take PFA, a law firm, to discuss treaty matters. Quote. I mean, I put my quote on here here on the podcast, but I put my fingers up in quotes, you know, treaty matters. And this is dealing with someone who is an alleged criminal. But you take Jamaican taxpayers' money.
How do you feel about that? I mean, like, because we know the history of the whole Tivoli Gardens, Shower Posse, Coke family. I mean, we can't hide the fact that this family has had a cloud of suspicion of being involved in extracurricular activities.
Suspicion is a euphemism.
Yeah, we can't deny that. Yeah. So how do you feel that this government is defending and is prepared to go overseas to lobby the very government?
Instead of telling you how I feel, I ask you a question. Do you think this or any government would go to these extents to protect you?
That is a good question. You know why that's a good question? Because I don't wrap up with them. There's no reason for them to protect me. First of all, I'm just a pleb in the business. And I don't have no million-dollar contracts I sign with them every year. You know what I mean?
Johnny,
I don't fix no Johnny, road. I don't own a contract.
You're involved in a criminal activity?
Cross!
Yeah?
Hangry.
You think you live a good, clean life?
Good, clean life.
Then if you live a good, clean life and you're a Jamaican and you pay your taxes, you think you deserve for the government to protect you?
Of course, but nobody's going to hire Manat Phelps and Phillips.
Thank you very much.
See that? All right. So look here, we have to come back to Manat Phelps and Phillips' argument because this is a whole issue that we're going to be watching this for the rest of the year. Trust me, now we know where it's gone. It's gone to the Supreme Court in Jamaica now.
That's right.
Dorothy Lightbourne, who's the Minister of Justice in Jamaica, just put in a petition that adds the names of Portia Simpson-Miller and, of course, the chairman of the PSOJ. It's a sideshow.
First thing you mentioned when we started, this is a circus, and this is one of the sideshows of the circus.
But tell you what, it's going to get more exciting as time goes by because we know the CIA is in Jamaica numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to watch to see how this thing unfolds. So, people, stay with us as we continue this podcast. Some Jamaica still giving you all the information you need to get. And we're going to be moving into our next topic, which is, of course, us sinking, well, not us, but the airline sinking deeper.
The former.
Former
Air Jamaica.
They're not soaring to new heights anymore.
Not anymore.
They're sinking deeper into debt.
Deeper debts.
How do you feel about losing your national airline? I mean, I've seen reactions from Jamaicans that are very passionate. How do you feel about
it? And that's it. They've all been passionate and emotional. We needed to lose this airline. And a lot of people who listen to this podcast aren't going to be pleased.
So you believe that we should have lost Air Jamaica?
If you're right and offended, you cut it off.
Well, what offended us about that? Airline didn't offend us, and the workers who worked at Air Jamaica
The workers didn't offend us.
The bad management offended
the nation.
Poor management. Now, who do you blame for that? Because remember, the great Jamaican government always had a hand in Air Jamaica. And the great Jamaican government, successive governments always put up the person they wanted to run the airline. Don't forget that Mr. Stewart had the airlines. And Mr. Stewart also owns a lot of hotels.
Mr. Stewart made what he needed to make from it.
And don't you think that was wrong? To hand over the airline to a one businessman whose own purpose is to make money
was retaining shares in the airline and taking on the debt when he had it. Hand it over to him and make him handle everything and be responsible for all of that.
So the same government who can now take it away from us and say no more. You listen, Andrew, you don't understand what I'm saying. Asia make a gone with me, you know, Andrew. Imagine, we can't go up and play no more. We're doing nice rice and peas and something and boss it. And if the world smells permeate the plane and the shit pad. Even and them in the cutout, you know. All right. You can't go airport and beg no more for your little space, even though you're overloaded and get a little space.
Let me tell you my point of view before I'm excoriated by all the fans of your podcast. Again, this is all passion and emotion. National Airline isn't viable because it's, as compared to Caribbean Airlines, which basically will be responsible for all the markets in the Caribbean, we're talking about a small nation.
The last time I checked, Caribbean Airlines was not economically viable either. They weren't necessarily making a profit.
But it will be once Jamaica is on board and once they're able to take over some of the other markets in the Caribbean.
Of course, because they're going to take away all our best routes.
Exactly. Well, as you talk about best routes, we moved from 19 routes to 6 last year when they cut the routes. Now, how can we be viable as an airline if we only have 6 routes servicing?
Well, so if the route don't make no sense, Like, it don't make no sense you send a plane from Jamaica to Arizona. Like, there's no Jamaica nowhere want to come from Arizona.
But then again, what is one of the top brands in the world?
Jamaica.
Yeah, so it simply means it comes back to the whole management argument. If we were managing this airline properly.
So this is an indictment, not on the workers of Air Jamaica.
No, definitely not.
This is an indictment on everybody. Us as Jamaicans, we have failed to manage this national...
No, I wouldn't say us as Jamaicans, because I'd say it's an indictment on those who have been in management and the political parties.
We should all take responsibility.
No, but you realize
that...
And you
like will get free ticket, nothing in Air Jamaica, everyone. You look like your people, send them some whole for free ticket and free pass, and you travel nothing.
And
time.
You know, so late as them is all the while, Air Jamaica may take.
Pan Ali's body pass. Are you the
No, them body. No, boss. Don't jump on nobody. Nothing.
Fire! Hey, look here. But I think we all should. Mm-hmm. You know what's sad with this whole thing? Let's not forget this. Because this is really weird. And this is true, people. Mm-hmm. Captain Lewis, who worked for the airlines for 30 years.
Oh, Captain Caperton.
Caperton. Right. Died.
Passed away. Yesterday.
And he's 57 years old.
57 years
old. Passed
gentleman.
Away from a heart attack.
Heart attack.
Bridging. And trust me, nothing can tell me no. You can't tell me nothing. Captain Lewis died simply because he was so stressed about this whole thing. Remember, he led the whole argument about trying to sell the airlines over to the workers. So, people, come on. We should all be very sad right now. And it's a very sad moment for Jamaica. A very sad moment for all of us in the travel industry because... Hey, you know, we've lost a treasure.
Yeah,
we don't have any more routes in England. We don't have any, we don't own the skies anymore. We're not represented in the skies anymore. There's no more national airline to be proud of.
I mean, aside from the airline dying, you know, the 5th of May, 2010, Russell Caperton, may his soul rest in peace, passed away.
Right.
He was leading, he was at the forefront of trying to get Air Jamaica purchased by the... By the workers.
So I have a friend who was retained. At Air Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, so now that Air Jamaica sold over to a Trini airline, pretty much, do you have to learn the Trini accent?
I hope not.
Do you have to learn the Trini accent? Because we're going to have to expect now some people walking down the aisles of the plane saying, oi, Air Jamaica. So we have to get used to that. Hummingbird is dead and we've got some leaves now.
You know how those Americans are always trying to talk the Jamaican accent that end up sounding like Trini's anyway. God help you now.
Well, I want to say to the 1,000 Jamaican workers who've been retained in their jobs at Air Jamaica. Caribbean Airlines. You know, kudos to you guys. You've got a job, but there's another 800 plus who've lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And we say, I hope that they'll be able to get some work.
Yeah, in a time like this, you really don't want to see people losing jobs. You know,
we really
hope that they,
especially in a country that has such a high crime rate and such a bad unemployment,
terrible unemployment
rate.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But I mean, all is not negative in Jamaica. Things are great, and hey, let's always look to the future with a little hope. And let's hope that Jamaica will be soaring to new heights. Eh?
So we're going to wish Caribbean Airlines, wish them a good run, a good fly.
Yeah, we have to. And like I said, I think it may not be what we love, but it's a practical decision that they had to make.
I'm going on the plane this weekend, so they don't play with me.
Which one of them you go for?
Caribbean Airlines.
Caribbean Airlines!
All right. Yo, I'm having fun about this, man. This show is fun, man, Andrew. So we're into the podcast here. You don't know.
Yeah, Yard Info.
Yard Info. Keeping it real. If you're on Facebook, big up yourself. If you're just listening on the internet from wherever you are in the world, then welcome and keep listening. Keep logging in. Of course, make sure that you keep submitting and getting this program in, because this is where you're going to get the most highly opinionated show right now on the internet.
Hey, and listen, it's Yard Info, the lighter side of the Jamaican news. So
that's right.
Hey, don't take it too serious, yeah?
Our third topic today on the podcast is doping and the Jamaican athletes. This is a non-story.
Johnny, come on.
This is a non-story. We don't take drugs. You know, and this Jamaicans don't do drugs.
This is exactly why it's on the podcast.
Jamaicans don't do drugs.
Because as far as everybody in Jamaica concerned, we don't take drugs. How we do I eat yam?
We don't take drugs. How we do I eat yam? I probably smoke a little weed.
So what did... because apparently it's a female athlete. So what is it that you could have taken?
Fenzik.
Oh, Jesus. Man. Mercy, Johnny, Fenzik. First of all, Fenzik name sell again.
Fenzik. maybe she took Andrews, you know. Andrews sauce.
Probably I mean she did... Oh, Andrews sauce. Sorry.
Take a man. I don't think a machine could detect that.
That's right.
Come on. But you know what? You know what I say, Jamaican athletes are obviously the top athletes in the world now when it comes to athletics,
mm-hmm.
and we're under the microscope. We're under the microscope heavily.
Yeah.
So Andrew, come on. I mean, you go to a small meet in Dubai, and you're gonna tell me that the A sample suggests that.
I think Jamaicans, of course, nothing. We have a biased view of this. These are our people. We love them. We fight to the death for them. I remember many online arguments I got into during the Beijing Olympics when people are lick out against Usain because him dance. You don't go allow the man make him dance. When Americans used to behave and go on bad when time them
free
used to...
Up,
yeah.
Free up. Shit them out.
You understand? But the thing about it is we have to be... We have to be honest though, Johnny. We have to be honest and we have to be practical. And the fact of the matter is, you know, our athletes, as you say, are more under the microscope and they may also be under more pressure.
Yes.
We have the top athletes in the world right now.
Yes.
So for an athlete that may not be at the top, they want to be up there. And for one who is at the top, they want to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
So you're saying the same pressure that the Americans went through while they were seemingly the top in terms of athletics
seemingly
in the world,
is right.
It's the same pressure that we're under now.
It could be.
Well, you know what? This is what I know about Jamaican's history as an athletic nation.
Mm-hmm.
That those athletes who are world-renowned from Jamaica, The Merlin artists who they've tried to implicate.
Love Merlin. Big up Merlin.
The Burt Camerons.
Yeah. Don't forget the Raymond Stewart.
The Raymond Stewart. Yeah. All of these, the Herb McKinley's.
Yeah.
All of our athletes have one, a history of doing excellently excellent wherever we are.
That's true.
And two, being drug free.
That is also
and
true.
If there's anything else I can say about most of our athletes, because if I can tell that this athlete is not one of our top athletes right now. The fact that they've refused to say who her name is,
mm-hmm.
the fact that enough.
There were really some no name.
No offense to
those athletes, but they weren't the top
second and
athletes
third,
there.
And
yeah.
the second and third.
Veronica Campbell Brown was perhaps the only big name athlete that was there.
That's right. You know? That's right. So I mean, it's not like if this happens, then I can say, well, perhaps that's a bad call, judgment on the part of that athlete who's mm-hmm. probably trying too hard to get into the big leagues. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying our bigger athletes, the VCs, the Vernon mm-hmm. Campbell Browns,
mm-hmm.
the Asafa Powell, the Usain Bolts,
yeah.
the Shelly Ann Frazier's, yeah. the Karan Stewart's, those athletes I know,
you know,
are serious about this job of maintaining their dominance in the field. And they're not telling jokes.
Listen.
You see, I don't smoke a little spliff. You don't know. I'm stressed already. But, but you say not to be so stupid you say not to take a spliff off a dry, not take a bomb.
This isn't even about athletics so much, you know. As, you know, despite what everybody sometimes think when they hear the headlines in Jamaica, we're still a nation of morals. We believe in doing the right.
Really?
And being fair.
Morals until during night I will start kill people. Don't forget,
Who kill people? The majority or the minority?
I don't know. It seems like the majority killing people in Jamaica. I mean, come on. We recorded 500 and odd, nearly 600 deaths already in the year.
Yeah, we're going back.
In Guyana, they recorded 5 deaths for the year. No. 5! 5!
I mean, I think Guyana had the right name because you know, them not too pretty when I'm ready, you know.
All I'm saying is 5. Yo, tell you what, people, we're running out of time. This is the show, the podcast for today, our first in a series of many that's going to be hitting you each week straight. Myself, Andrew, are here, and trust me, people,
hey,
we've got an exciting interview coming up for you as well. L.A. Lewis,
no
the
sex.
Big man, has said that he's having no sex for a year.
Listen,
that is Sabolius.
You can get in touch with us at yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 206-333-1769. Johnny, let's move on to
us today.
L.A. Lewis.
Seven-star general.
Seven! You have to say it correctly. Can't just say it's
regular. The 7-star general.
Yeah, but let me say it.
All right, so the
7-star
general, L.A. Lewis.
In the building.
Who has come to prominence again.
Look here.
Yeah, because him always prominent, you know.
Good.
Sabolius.
Sir Sabolius.
But him come to prominence again because he has promised that he has made a vow.
Where am I going with that now? Tell me.
L.A. Lewis say him now of sex for a year.
Let me just start the article.
First of all, L.A. Lewis.
Servo, Sabolius.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, but my pleasure.
All right, the Star.
Yes.
Had an article this week. Yeah. DJ L.A. Lewis is planning not to have sex for a year. The artist, widely known for his colorful art in the corporate area. Says that he will be taking time away from the bedroom to pursue his career on a more serious level.
Well, like I'm there, we didn't bother to read the article too much. Because he's right here, you know.
Man, I want to give some of the article, I say, man. It says L.A. Lewis claims that he started his no sex campaign.
From when?
3 weeks ago. With the support of his girlfriend / baby mother who lives abroad.
Oh!
So the first question I want to ask.
Yeah.
If she live abroad, he never have a choice, no matter.
No, what you mean? Like I'm there, I'm asking some serious things. Is the woman running life or what? Seven! Talk to me, because it's like a conspiracy. The fact that she there find like, you're pressure. She put you under pressure or what? Talk to me.
No, but on a fundamental level, man, you don't know, say, we take, talk from the woman them more time, but them not really run with life. I don't know how we run with life, because we are gangsters.
You're the general?
Yeah, I'm the general.
So why for a year? Tell me where it come from.
Well, you see, for a year right now, they're going to say I'm going to do it for a 4 or 3 months, but I don't know, so that's nothing to be accomplished. Yes, and that's like a normal thing.
That's normal thing.
Yeah, so
it's normal for you not to have sex for 4 months.
No, it's normal.
It's normal for me,
no. No, you know, Johnny. It's not normal, you know, but for somebody of my standard and career ground broken things want me got you, you know. 4 months people gonna say, L.A. Lewis, come on man, we know you broke bigger history than that with certain things, but 4 months I'm say, alright, a year.
So you put it to a year?
Yeah.
Oh you come man, can we tell you something straight? As a man in the business like star and girls like man all over me. I couldn't even think about 4 months, that's not a month. You mad? Me after service the girls then.
Yeah, I know, Johnny. The girl of just knows.
So how much ladies are disappointed? Come in one last one woman a day with seven. Come on.
No, you're going
on a day with.
No, you're going on. Just have to take a scissors and just make a smile.
You cut it.
Yes, sir. Because you're going on.
No wonder you have me a pret a while ago when him saying take a scissors. I wonder what I'm
going. No, you're going on. But for the better level now. The ladies and are any partner, you don't know if you know say you know. They have to support them. Next partner, you know, what them believe in some of the time.
Yeah.
In that decision. Because this is a Sabolius one that I'm taking. Yes, and a groundbreaking one. Yes, and because, if you know something, you could not go for even a 3 week, much less. So, it never happened in my life yet.
Here I'm going to ask you. And
you serious? You serious about this thing? Huh?
Yeah, man.
Here what's important. I give you a whole heap of credit and commend you. Because I understand say you want to work with the National Family Planning Board.
Yeah.
And you make a couple of speech where I say, you know, important. You want to draw out the young kids.
Yeah, the young kids.
Yeah, I make them say I entertain her. Say I'm going to abstain.
Yeah.
Now, so, I have my doubts, but I'm going to comment upon that.
So, L.A.,
yeah,
you are saying that by your martyrdom or sex starvation for a year,
yeah,
you're setting an example for the young people.
Yeah, because when I look on the racial things that are going to, children were 11 years old get pregnant, 12 years old, my God, couple of schools well, and the people in my bar right now say, I want to pick them up out of school. So I'm just all right, you know. people look on we as them star, because every school where we go and every place, them have Johnny and L.A. Lewis, Bontekilla, Beano Man, you know,
star, yeah.
Them have we as them idol.
Yes.
For the fundamental level, whether it's comedic or it's music, serious or music, yeah. You know, them see we as them stars. So if we now can go out there and go say, boom, and I tell you forgot the camera, so you're not going to do it, you know. But when they see one of them stars like L.A. Lewis, can you know, say, everybody knows that my words, every school pick them I use right now. As a matter of fact, almost the whole Jamaica and the whole world are L.A. Lewis new slangs that I use and new words. So when they pick them, they say, L.A. Lewis and do it, I can't go say, yo, you to stop it, because Johnny can't go tell them, yo, upstairs. And I said, Johnny, what's girl you have?
But aside from the benefit for the youth, them.
Yeah.
What is the other purpose? What is the main purpose? What is the benefit to you?
Well, the main purpose and benefits to me now.
I'll land back for a year, Richard. There's no main benefit or purpose.
So I'll land back for a year.
I don't want to see your girlfriend in a year when she decides she's going to release that iron. Because that will put pressure upon her.
Tell me why you say. Why you say?
After this makes sense, you know, because you are going on. It will give me a time now to build back myself. Yes, because everybody knows, you know. You see, the sperm count now in your body now have a lot to do with your health and everything. Because if you notice, you know, when a human being have sex, you know, them get weak after them ejaculate or come or whatever. You understand?
For the moment.
You understand? So with this now, L.A.
So your sperm count low, L.A.?
No, it no low.
So we can report here on the show that L.A. Lewis has a low sperm count. Yeah. And he's trying to
build up back.
No, man, come. I want to tell you something. I have a young child for me about the USA, you know. Yeah. Yes, and yeah. So I never look at cheap.
So you know something there is strong.
Okay. Yes, and so that's the problem. But we need to focus now upon my career bigger, because you know over the years, L.A. Lewis always entertain some things and then pull up back. I'm not focus. Yes, and
so when you have focus and things start go good now.
Yeah.
And everything I work great.
Yeah.
You're successful. More successful.
Yeah.
And the pressure start reach away.
What kind of pressure?
Pressure from success. You move like you're an athlete, like you're Usain Bolt, and you're an athlete where you use physically, your body so physical that you
need to relieve the stress.
You need to break off a sex. When they say break, what do you mean? Like, all right, you know, say, you break all forms of sex, including masturbation and
all. Yeah, all kind of sex. No sex at all.
So not even sex with self. Yeah.
You're not going to help yourself. No, I'm not help myself. Johnny, I see you get to rock a shot. Yo, people. Johnny's too rock a shot.
No, I know this thing.
Johnny, oh, yeah, dipping in man business. So, man. No, oh, yeah, man, move like man, so you're sustainable, boss.
After fast. The man said, "Man, cut off sex for you." Know, that's a very serious decision.
Very serious.
That's a very big man thing, that you know.
Yeah, well,
kind of crazy. Because I don't know any real big man right now to cut off. But I understand in a kind of crazy, twisted way, the logic behind using the decision now to bolster or popularize the whole thing of abstinence.
Yeah.
You understand it. And so we can understand it. So tell me, what kind of support are you getting from the ministry, other people involved who obviously are on board with this?
Well, the Ministry of Health, you know, because I just have some abstinence posters work around them. And out some to me, RETV called me just this morning to me say, when I do another campaign, they're going to make sure I send them up my panel to. Yes, but I'm sending some things to one more ministry again for them jump on a, come on board with me with that thing about. L.A. Lewis, you know me already, I don't wait on people. I don't wait on nobody. From my sister, I believe that I go off at myself. So right now, I'm on a one-man campaign, but so far, it's working because look how long people are talking about abstinence and it never gets so popular until L.A. Lewis comes in and people say, done with the sex.
I really think.
So overnight, my popularized abstinence.
But you used to that. You used to being a one-man campaign. And that's the one thing I find remarkable and absolutely great about your career.
Superstar.
Yeah, man, you're a superstar, self-made. You do your thing yourself. You all go on the water and paint your name, Benjamin, you know you do it.
And that's one of the reasons why I say me try abstain, okay? Me build myself right now, okay? You don't know, say, me have to bless the gods, man, say, you don't know Allah, Buddha, Jesus Christ, you don't know Selassie, okay? You don't know.
All of them.
Because you are going now. You know, say, over the last couple of months, L.A. Lewis have been blessed with some supernatural things, like I can drink water, chum nose, I can walk under water, yes, and I can start saying things when normal people can say spiritual things, I can look up at the sun till it go down and come up back again, and without it affect my eye, none at all. Yes, and so with these powers what may get now, and a spirit come to me one day and say, L.A. Lewis, you didn't whole lot different meditation and make yourself get rejuvenated back. Yes, and because you know, a lot of people don't know about spiritual realms. When you mingle with certain people, you draw bad energies from them in a bad vibration.
Secret.
Yeah. So me, I want a secret thing by myself right now. What me build half of just the atmosphere of Mother Nature and half of the solar system right now. What me build up myself right now for come out there again. Boom, bam. Yes, and because L.A. Lewis now, when me talk things, people listen. Me say, all white, and the whole world start we're all white. Yes, yeah. And even all white funeral. Yes, and when we come to Sabolius, the whole world says Sabolius. When Mr. Raga Shantius, I'll pass in the church upon some people in the country. Tell them what the pastor said, Johnny.
To Raga Shantius, I read you something.
Good, good pastor.
So, all right, you decide, say you're taking a break for a year.
Yeah.
And you say a woman agree with you, she in the video.
Yeah. If she wants to
so she not take break. A break.
No, you know. Yeah. I don't swear for that even when granny puts another seller. No, yes, but yeah. Love her, you know. So yes, and so as she for no say if she got all the orders, but if she never hold the orders, that means say she never
love her from man.
No,
yeah?
It's not the love, you know. She never hurt for the whole entire thing. Cause I know you're gonna find out who really liar, like the pirate central.
Well that's serious, we start here run.
Well,
can you them girls and what is the ramping
LA? LA, again. I thank you for being with us. I have my doubts, but I commend you, because if even one or two you would save because of this, you know.
Mm.
Important, don't it, John?
Sir, it's a boy.
Yeah, but, and what go on now, you know?
Yeah.
I want to go, like I say, I have a doubt, you know. I have a thing where you say the countdown and the abstinence between L.A. Lewis and Yasan. And I want to tell us, you have so much people are going to panic, because this radio station is one of the number one radio stations in the world, internet-wise, you know.
Yeah.
Yasan, so I want to people are like going on it. So, just try to see what people like at it.
So, we should start the countdown from today's show. That's what we're
going to
do.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to
ever
do.
Ever so often, we check in with LA.
But
to
LA,
find out.
If we check in with you, oh, we know, say, yeah, tell
oh,
the truth.
Oh, we don't know, yeah. How is the world going to know that LA Lewis is not touching anything called vagina?
LA Lewis, now, my life is always under a microscope. That's why I'm ever also so bullious. I'm ever also popular. I'm ever also under the video light. Yes, and so Johnny there is a man who can't hide as him touch out as him shoes them. So Johnny shoes up, you know. So see, so we know we can't do nothing what people that are fired out. But also we can't do it, okay, you know, I'm a magician. I'm a, yes, and but I mean, God, the gods have forgot plan about that.
So
yes,
you're not hide and lick.
No, I don't do nothing.
All right, I finish with a quote from Ellie. Ellie said, you know, being an entertainer, you always have females around, you understand? But it's time for me to penetrate our work. And take things seriously. So I'm not penetrating nothing more than in work right now.
Well, L.A. Lewis said, don't know, keep penetrating what you're penetrating.
That's
my
right.
Brother.
The only thing you'll be penetrating is the work.
And look here, now, as long as you encourage the young people to stay, to abstain and find out. Like,
good thing, big man.
Yeah. And then look at you, some in school, on the stay, abstain, abstinence makes sense.
Serve! That's a crazy idiot, you're right there with Serve, Sergeant L.A. Lewis.
Sabolius.
Look here, it's been a wonderful show. You're in tune, of course, to Yard Info. And, of course, myself and Andrew are here, and we're going to be here for quite some time. Andrew, tell him where to find us.
Listen, you can contact us again at yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail, 206-333-1769. It was great having you guys with us.
Hey, it's Yard Info, hosted by Andrew Hewitt and Christopher Johnny Daly. Please make sure you join us and download the thing. Wait, download it.
And download it at yardinfo.automatic.com.
Start all the thing. Today's topics, Marathon Phelps, sinking deeper into debts, Air Jamaica, end of an era, and of course, doping of the Jamaican athletes, and no sex. L.A. Lewis says he's staying clear for a year.
And add us on Facebook, guys. We are at Yard Info Jamaica. So just do a search on Facebook. You'll find us. Add us. We're always happy to have friends. Yeah.
Yard Info. Do so.
The lighter side of Jamaican news.